Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Let me tell you, the name of the game is time. You've got to use the U.S. mail. They're going to be your employees. They're going to ship your product to your customer.
Right.
You don't have time driving all over the city delivering this stuff.
Hey,
this is Mike Senoff out here in San Diego.
Hey, what's going on, Michael? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Great. Hey, how'd you hear about me?
I was looking on the web.
Okay.
Across your website, yeah.
What were you searching?
I was looking for some prototype tapes. Yes, I went to your site and saw that you had quite a few J. Abraham tapes. And, you know, what got me interested in J. Abraham, I just got the Secret Wealth.
Okay.
So I just really wanted, you know, I had the book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a really awesome book, man. And I just went to try to find out a little more about him. So.
He's good. What do you do, good?
Right now I'm working at Delta. I just graduated from college.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Clark Atlanta University.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm graduating in June, man, so I'm just... And also, I manufacture air fresheners that I sell to quite a few stores around the city.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm really just trying to work and get out of working a typical job, man, kind of do something on my own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What were you doing with Delta, like?
I'm working on the ramp.
Okay. All right, and so tell me about the air fresheners. How'd you get into that?
Well, what I did, my father used to own some service stations.
Okay.
Like mini stores.
Yep, so, yep.
I came across somebody who was selling air fresheners. They were selling for a wholesaler.
Okay.
So I started doing that, and, you know, it really wasn't a lot of money because I was getting it from somebody that was getting it from somebody.
Right.
And I found someone that actually make the air freshener. So
now, are these the kind you hang on the kind that come in plastic and you hang them on your rearview mirror?
No, this kind of come in the bottles, like little 1 ounce bottles.
Your little tiny bottle?
Right. And it does pretty good, man. It's okay.
All right, what do? You open up the bottle?
No, you take the top off and you spray it. It's like a spray bottle.
Okay. Is it for your car or for anywhere?
Yeah, you can use it anywhere.
And it's got how many different flavors?
Probably about 30 or 40.
Really? So you're doing yeah. So you're setting these up at where are you selling them? Convenience stores?
Yeah, convenience stores all over. I probably have about close to 100 stores here in Atlanta.
That's great. And how's it going? Are they moving?
Yeah, that's going good, man.
What do they retail at?
They retail at between $3.29 and $3.49.
All right. What are they wholesaling at?
Around $2.
Okay, so you make about $1.50. So $2. Okay, so what did it cost you to make one?
Probably about a little over $1.
Right, so you're making about, would you say you're making $1 a piece?
Yeah, close to it, yeah.
And when you sell a store, how many are you selling at a time?
I try to get them to get 50.
All right.
Yeah, so I try to turn them every 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, and what kind of, out of 100 accounts, how many are reordering?
Everybody. Yeah.
You got a great business.
Yeah, I'm really trying, man.
Well, you know, I do something very similar. I have a pen manufacturing business.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, and I manufacture a pen that removes red eye from photographs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, when you get pictures and the eyes are red.
Yeah.
Well, I have a pen. I've got a widget, just like you got a widget, and I wholesale to photo labs and camera stores all over the country.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. So I'm selling a widget just like you are, and then I sell a box of my pens. I wholesale a box of my pens. I try and get them to do 100. Sometimes they'll do 50. They sit on the counter, and when they sell out, they reorder.
Yeah, that's what they do with me.
Okay, but your reorders, let me tell you, is where the money's at.
Exactly.
You know.
Not an repeat.
Absolutely. So, okay, so I'm on the same page with you. That's great.
Yeah, that's good.
So you want to build that business?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, man.
Well, I'm telling you, look, if you've got 100 accounts and they're all reordering, you got a gold mine. If you're making it work on a small scale, you can make it work on a big scale.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing everything through the mail, or are you,
No, I'm driving everywhere, Michael.
You got to cut that shit out.
Right. Exactly.
Everything needs to be done through the mail.
Really?
Yeah. There's no reason you need to drive out there.
Right.
I mean, is there?
No, not really. If there's a better way, man, I'm willing to do it.
Look, let me tell you, the name of the game is time. And quit doing bullshit that you don't have to do. You've got to use the U.S. mail. They're going to be your employees. They're going to ship your product to your customer.
Right.
You don't have time driving all over the city delivering this stuff.
Yeah, right.
So you need to, you have a computer, obviously.
Right.
You need to get all your customers entered into a database?
I just bought Act Monday.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I put everybody
in. Did you find that on eBay?
No, I just
found Act on eBay for $15, the 2000 version. Swear to God.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have it yet. I just heard about it. I don't have it yet. Okay, so you just got Act, and you're getting ready to enter everything into a database, right?
Right, right.
Let me ask you, when you go deliver, are they paying you right on the spot, or are you billing them?
Cash and carry, man.
Well, you like the cash and carry.
Yeah, but I mean, I will work with them if it benefits.
Okay.
The people I deal with, man, they're willing to pay up front, so I take it.
Because they know the product's moving.
Right, exactly.
Now, when you go in, do they leave it up to you? How many flavors are you putting on their counter?
Now, this is how I work it out when I get into a store.
What?
When I first go in there, if I have a little resistance, I got it from Jay Abraham, as a matter of fact.
All right.
I'll offer it to him for free.
Absolutely.
The very first order, because it's only 24 bucks. I don't have a lot on the line if I give them 24 bucks.
That's right.
So I give it to them free, and when it starts moving, I come back and up the order.
Okay.
Never charge them again for what they had. But, you know, that's how I established the relationship in the beginning.
Okay.
So once I do that, then I try to put a good assortment. If they get 100 bottles, it's easier for me to do a full assortment. But
right.
I just put the top-selling fragrances there.
Well, what are the top-selling ones? Have you identified that?
So, mango, pineapple, baby powder, and, like, strawberry and cherry. But mango, pineapple, baby powder are my three top-sellers.
All right. Now, how many different flavors are you offering?
What I go in initially?
Yeah. Well, you're buying from them. You know what your top flavors are. How many do you carry total?
A little bit over 40.
All right. I would cut that down. I would just sell 10. I'd just sell 5 or 10 flavors.
Right.
Identify the top selling flavors, and that's it. Don't offer them 40 different things. If you know what your top flavors are, just have. Yeah, it'll be easier for you. You're not screwing around with inventory and 30 other flavors that aren't really moving that great.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to learn more about marketing?
Definitely.
All right. Did you listen to any of my audio clips on my site?
My computer couldn't do the audio.
Okay. You know audio yet?
Right.
Did you read my story?
Yes.
Do you know what I do?
Yeah. It's so interesting. I mean, I commend you on what you do, man. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, look, I like helping people out. I love marketing. And just like I was trying to look for stuff inexpensively, you know, it's turned into a nice little fun business.
Right.
I can help you because I'm doing exactly what you're doing. I'm doing it. I just have a different widget. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so do you do pretty good with that?
Yeah, I've been doing pins since 1996. And are you got any kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
You're 31. Okay, I'm 36. I'm married. I got a 2-year-old. I got a 2-year-old kid. I haven't worked for anybody for ages. I can't even remember the last time I had a job. So I've always been entrepreneurial. But this pin business It's great. I work out of my home. I got a garage that's converted into a beautiful office. I'm able to be home with my kid, and I can support my family in a pretty decent lifestyle. I'm no millionaire, but let me tell you, you know, my needs aren't real great. I don't need fancy cars and a big old house, but I have a comfortable living. I've got no stress, and it's all due to this pen business.
Wow,
it's a widget, you know. Sometimes widgets are better to sell than information products.
Right.
Let me tell you, you're sitting on a gold mine. If your reorders are that good, and you've got a mass market, I mean, if you get set up properly, and there's a lot of work in doing that, getting your database set up, I can show you how to get labor to do all the bullshit typing very inexpensively. I can show you how to do that. How skilled are you on the Internet? You know how to move around on the Internet?
Yeah, I'm pretty efficient.
See, you want to farm everything out. You want to work on the business, and that's the marketing part.
Right.
And you've got to do a lot of work setting everything up. Then you can farm all the busy work out. Let me give you an example of what I do to build my Red Eye Pen business. I use fax broadcasting. You know what that is?
Yeah, where you broadcast faxes to all type of...
Right. Yeah, I get a list of all the one-hour photo labs around the country, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I blast out a fax that says, how to get your free Red Eye pens. And then I go into a story, why is this crazy pen manufacturer giving away a free box of Red Eye pens? Well, it's a bribe. It's a bribe to get you to try my pens. And I know once you try them and you see how fast they sell, you'll want to order more. And if you do, I'll guarantee you the lowest price and blah, 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 blah. Fill out this form to get your free pens. Just like what you did, but I did it all automatic. You're doing it the hard way.
Right.
So I blast out 3,000 faxes, and then I got 100 replies. So 100 people want my free Red Eye pens.
Right.
So I have 100 boxes ready to go out. Maybe it cost me $5-6 a box. Maybe it cost me maybe $10 for the cost of the display and the pens and the shipping and everything. But I know without a doubt, out of those 100 accounts, just as time goes by, those pens are going to run low. They're going to sell because I know they sell, just like
right.
you know your product sells, and they're going to reorder.
Right.
And I ask myself, what's the lifetime value of my customer? And I know a good pen customer of mine is worth between $1,000 and $1,500.
Right.
So can I invest $10 in getting out a free box of pens if there's a potential that they become a $1,500 customer?
Yeah.
And that's what you can do. You can send out a fax instantly through eFax, which is a broadcast faxing service,
mm-hmm.
for 6 cents a piece, okay?
Wow.
So you get a list of your best market. Let's say it's convenience stores, okay?
Right.
And you send out 1,000 faxes for $60 for a free offer of your fragrance, and you do a nice letter that's enticing, and all they do is fax it back with the form. They say, okay, I'm willing to give it a try, and then you mail them their fragrances. And when those fragrances start running low, you have your name. Don't run out. Call, you know, and just call for reorders.
Right.
Or you can follow up with them automatically through a fax saying you're going to be running out soon. Did you want to go ahead and reorder? You see, it's all automatic. You want to set everything up automatically.
Right.
Then you can go on and build another business.
Right.
All right, I've been talking too much now.
Hey, man, keep on talking, man. I'm telling you, you better have me hyped today.
Okay, but I'm telling you right now, you're financially independent because you have done the most important thing. You've got a proven product that you know sells and that have high reorders. My reorders on my Red Eye pens are probably only a good account out of 10. I maybe get 2 or 3 good accounts. A lot of them won't reorder.
Right.
But if you're getting at least half of these people reordering and happy, you're there, buddy.
Yeah, because I can get half. I'm doing okay. I'm almost making as much as I make in my job, you know, and I really just need to concentrate on leaving my job so I can concentrate on my business.
Exactly.
So that's the step that I'm trying to get into now.
Well, are you ready to do it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You just got to take the plunge, buddy. Go give them your notice and then get to work.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like you need more. You just need to, I think you know what you need to do. Well, you may not know exactly what you need to do. I mean, I can outline a plan you should constantly be studying this stuff, because from Jay Abraham's stuff, you're going to learn really how to look at a business differently, like you probably already have learned. Now, I've got some marketing materials where, you know, the Jay Abraham Protege training, it was a $20,000 seminar.
Uh-huh.
That's where people paid him $20,000 to be a marketing consultant, to learn how to become a marketing consultant. Mm-hmm. But really, it's the most intensive training I've seen of his that teaches you how to look at a business. And it just gives you a different mindset. And you have about, you have 200 people from all different businesses, and you get to see how these concepts can be implemented in the businesses. And, yeah, it just opened your eye, just like that one idea you got about letting them try it free, risk-free.
Right, right. I mean, it's so helpful, man. It breaks down all resistance.
Yeah. Hey, what have they got to lose? You have to take all the risk away.
Exactly.
Today you have to do it. You can't say, well, here's my air fresheners, now give me the money. Uh-uh.
Right.
They're not going to do it. You got to say, look, I'm willing to, I know this shit will sell. I'm willing to let you set it here. I'll prove it to you first. And it's just a simple agreement. If it sells, you're going to want to reorder, right? Because it's new money for your business. And you offer them 100% double the money back guarantee. You give them better risk reversal. Give them better than guarantee.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
can I ask you this, Michael? Where do you get your list from when you email? I mean, when you send out your faxes?
Well, there are list brokers. You can look. You want to identify. If you had all the time in the world, where would you go to sell your fragrances? Which stores? From what you know from your business already, who are the stores that are most likely to buy and order good?
Independent convenience stores.
Okay. You go to a list broker, and you look in the yellow pages under list broker. A list broker is someone in the list business, and you tell them what you're doing, and you're looking for a list of independent convenience stores. That's one idea.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea is to search on the Internet. Do you use a search engine?
Yeah.
What search engine do you use?
Google.
Good. Okay. In Google, type list of independent convenience stores and see what comes up. Number three is the SRDF. Have you heard of that?
Right.
You need a copy of the SRDF. I will be on my website. I'm going to be putting up there how to get a free subscription to the SRDF. It's basically what I did. I paid $570
mm-hmm.
to have the SRDF of all the direct mail lists.
Right.
And within that list, there are lists of independent convenience stores, and these people own the list, but they rent them out. So you can rent a list of these independent convenience stores, and you can get fax numbers. And what I did is they send you 6 copies a year of the books, and I just put them up on eBay. So I paid $575, and I've resold 3 of the copies at about $150 a piece. So I've almost got my subscription paid for.
Right, that's good.
Okay, so there's a list broker. You can search on the Internet exactly what you're looking for. You maybe want to find, there's trade publications. If you search on the Internet, convenience store trade organizations, you want to look for, everyone in the convenience store business is probably a member of a trade organization. You should call a convenience store and say, hey, what trade organizations are there for the convenience store industry? And then go to their website. Many of these trade organizations have lists already that you can rent, or they will lead you in the direction. So you need to go to the trade organization for the people in the convenience store industry. Are you with me?
Yeah.
They're going to be your number one help. Now, you can find other people in the industry already selling to convenience stores, and you can contact them and say, let's do a joint venture.
That's right.
You know, you can say you're a manufacturer. You can present yourself as a manufacturer and find someone who has big distribution of their product in your same market and say, I'm a manufacturer, I've got a proven product, I can prove it to you, here's my numbers, let me show you this, how would you like an exclusive in this area on my product?
Wow.
All right, that's an idea there too.
That's
So then you can save yourself from doing all the work and just let someone else pick it up. You've already got a proven product.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's simple ways you can do it. You know, you may want to just take 50 cents on every bottle and turn everything over to someone else and give them an exclusive.
And that's the first thing that came to my mind.
All right. And then just you can build routes and sell licenses in different cities or area codes or zip codes, however you want to slice it up. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a ton of convenience stores.
Oh, yeah.
There's another source called InfoUSA.
And that's the source I'm familiar with.
Yeah, now they're expensive, you know.
Right.
But look, you don't want to mail to these people. It's too expensive. I mean, you're going to pay 40, 50 cents a letter to mail. You want to use faxes.
Okay.
Come on, 6 cents compared to...
Right, you can't beat that.
You can get 10 faxes out for the same price of a letter.
Right.
All right?
And faster.
And faster, instantly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I've done a lot of talking, and I hope I've helped you out with some ideas.
Man, unbelievably, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot. It seems overwhelming. Look, the way I get things done is I have a list. I have just a yellow pad, but I have it on my computer. And I just, as ideas come into my head, I put them in the computer, and they're all one under each other, you know?
Right.
And it's like a little goal, and you just got to knock it off. So you need to write a list of all the things you need to do, and you need to constantly just keep working at it. And each little item, once you finish it, you get it off the list, and then you're going to have new things that come on. That's the way you're going to get things done.
Right.
Now, if you can't do it, it doesn't sound like you got the money to hire anyone right now, so you're probably going to have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I just take the plunge if you can afford it. Just quit that damn job and put your time into building the business.
That's right. Yeah, I like you, Michael. You're all right, man.
All right. Well, look. I hope it works out for you. Now, do you want to invest in some more marketing material?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to invest in some more?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, and you just be totally honest with me. What kind of budget do you want to put into more education? What could you afford right now? I mean, are you looking to spend $100? You got $500 to put into it.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me. I'm not trying to give you a hard sell or anything. You just tell me what you're comfortable with, and I'll fit something to that need.
Yeah, I'll probably be comfortable, Michael, spending $300 or $400.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How do you like to learn? Are you a reader? Are you an audio person or a visual person?
Audio.
You like audio tape. Because you've been in the car so much, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. All right, so you've listened to Your Secret Wealth, the 6-tape thing?
Uh-huh.
And you've got the book, right?
Right.
Okay. I tell you what I would do. I have what's called his boot camp tapes, okay? It's not the whole 28, it's not the whole protege training, but this is 28 audio tapes of preliminary information that Jay sent out to all his students before they came to the $20,000 seminar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more detailed than Your Secret Wealth, what you studied. That's just very generic and vague.
Right.
But the 28 boot camps is basically all his core fundamental marketing principles. I'll set you up with that. That's 28 audio tapes. That'll keep you busy for a while, and it'll really start laying the foundation for the way to think about business and marketing. And you'll probably get a ton of ideas. And understand, you don't need all these ideas to be successful. You could build your business just on the one idea with the free box of fresheners. You could build a national business that way. But you can choose, you know, which way you want to go, and you'll certainly get a lot of ideas and a mindset of how to look at your business. So I can set you up with that. I also will add a lot of other bonus material free. I mean, I'll give you enough marketing material that you really won't need to spend any more money on it.
Okay.
For $300, and it'll cost you about $10 for me to get it to you. If you want to trust me to put a package together for you, I'll offer you a 100% money back guarantee. If you're not happy with what I send you, You don't pay me a dime, or I'll refund your money. You'll also get me as a consultant. So anytime you need to pick up the phone and you want advice, you say, hey, Mike, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for this, call me or email me, and you're my customer, and I'll help you out. I've got lots of knowledge. I've listened to most of this stuff, and I can save you time and effort, and I can certainly save you money on materials.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
And let me ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
I have some friends of mine. I have a friend, he promotes a pretty big, large party here in Atlanta. He's had write-ups in a few magazines here. Mm-hmm. He has a mailing list that he's not utilizing.
Okay.
Would they also show me how to go ahead and kind of put something together for him?
Absolutely. The mailing list, let me ask you, how big of a mailing list is it?
He has 7,000 people.
And he does, what kind of parties are they? Like rave parties?
Well, no, it's a it's called Front Jazz Cafe.
Okay.
And he has a lot of celebrities have performed at this party.
Yeah.
And he has excuse me, I'm getting out of the car.
No problem.
But he has a pretty large following. When he throws a party, he has about 2,500 to 3,000 people show up.
And do they pay to get in?
Right, they paid $25 to get in.
So what does he make on a party like that, profit?
Make about $30,000.
Okay. So what's he doing? He's just sitting on the... He doesn't have any more parties planned?
Yeah, he has parties planned, but the thing is, he's not utilizing his mailing list.
Okay.
So, I mean, he does just use them, you know, to basically let them know about the parties.
Okay.
Instead of selling them products that they might want.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, do you have an idea of what these people, we know that they like going to parties. Are you thinking of using it to sell them something else?
Right, because he has full demographics on them.
I got you.
Right, so I don't think it would be a real big problem of finding products that they might be interested in. Whether or not we already know they're interested in music.
Well, you know what? Let's go with what's obvious. We know these people like to party.
Right.
Sell them another party.
Why?
Why don't you say, do you know how to put together a party? Why isn't he putting together more parties? I don't know. What's he like? Has he got another party plan?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a blockbuster idea.
Okay.
Okay? He charges $25 for every party.
Right.
How many parties a year does he do?
6 to 7.
Do you think most of these people come to all the parties?
Yeah, he has a good repeat of business, but he also has a lot of new people that come in, too. Most of them have, it's probably about half and half, Mike.
All right, here we go. What you want to do is you want to put a package together, a membership to his party organization, and you want to sell these people on a yearly membership, say for $100.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that get them? Instead of them paying $25 a party, they only pay $10. They also get this. They also get this. They also get this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's a recurring yearly membership. You could make it really enticing, and you could do this, but you could actually pre-sell a whole year's worth of parties. Let's say they're going to pay $25 a party. They're going to pay $150 for the year to go to his parties, right?
Right.
Well, you can say, how would you like to go to his parties free? If you join our club, our party membership, for $100 a year, then you basically get that you don't have to pay $25 to go into the party. And you can say, you know what I'm saying? So you've pre-sold the parties whether they come or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all the money up front and the capital before they even get there.
Right, because he does something similar to that. He sells VIP cards to the party. And I think he charges either $100 or $125.
All right, so he's got that going on.
Right, he has something similar to that already.
Okay.
So what I was looking at was just like to maybe sell them, like do a joint venture, for instance, with a website where they sell music or CDs or something.
Yeah. You know what, Greg? Stick to your business.
Okay.
You've got a good business.
Right.
It's so easy to get diverted. You've got something that works. You need to build your business.
Right.
Because selling them CDs, you know, all you know about these people is they like to party. I don't think that's a good idea. Unless you're selling them more parties or something related to the parties.
Okay, I understand.
I'd stick to your widget. I really would.
Okay.
You could smoke him in the amount of money you make. All you've got to do is add zeros on the end of your numbers. You've got 100 stores. What about a thou? What would a thou? Just 10 times the amount of stores mean to you?
At least what, $5,000-$6,000 a week.
A week. That's $20,000 a month.
Yeah.
And once it's all automatic, when you're making that kind of money, you can hire me to set it all up for you.
Yeah.
You know, where you're not doing any of the work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, 10 times what you're doing is not that hard when you use the technology and when you leverage yourself.
Right.
And that's what you're going to be learning on these tapes.
Wow.
What's your email address?
That's a Greg Chain, G-R-E-G-C-H-I-A-I-N.
A-I-N?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's like a chain.
Yeah.
At
Hotmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hotmail.com?
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. How much are you charging for the other protege tapes, the full...
I charge $500 for the other ones.
Really?
Yeah. It was that's a $20,000 seminar. I charge $500 for that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thinking I might go ahead and just try to...
You want to do...
Get that one, right.
All right, we can do that. That's fine. I'm actually, right now, I'm out of them, but I have a set coming in. I'll probably have them in 2 or 3 days.
Really?
And I'll put your name on them. If you want them, they're yours, and I'll throw in a bunch of free stuff for you, too.
Okay, that's good.
I'll set you up with a lot of really good material, and the best part is you get to call me anytime you need something.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
That's fine. Hey, listen, on your website, you said you had a contract package, too?
The contract guide?
Yeah.
Yeah. The contract guide, did you read about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that runs $200.
Really?
Yeah, and... you know, it's worth it if you're ready to do, if you need legal agreements and good backbones for legal agreements and contracts.
Right.
I don't think you need it yet. I really don't.
Yeah, I'll wait on that.
Why don't you wait on that?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Let's just start educating yourself with big ideas and get your mindset a little bit different. But it sounds like you're really on the right track. And I'm not giving you a bunch of bullshit. You got a good little business, I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
You just need to do it, man.
That's the thing.
You got to take the plunge.
Okay, right.
All right. Look, have you ever bought anything over the internet? Have you used PayPal before?
Right, I have.
Okay. Well, you can pay. What I can do is I'll shoot you an email. You're GregChain@Hotmail.com. I'll send you an email outlining what you're going to be getting from me in the total, and you can PayPal me the money, or you can. You can mail me a money order, whatever you want to do. But you'll have all the information in an email, and I'll just wait to hear from you.
Okay, that'll work. So you should hear from me either tomorrow or today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good, Greg.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. It's really, really helpful.
Take care.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean, edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sinoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Sinoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called the Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today. And he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.